Oh, the streets of Rome are filled with rubble. Ancient footprints are everywhere. Well, you could almost think that you see it in double. On a cold, dark night on the Spanish stair. Gotta hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got me a date by the jealous knees. She promised she'd be right there with me when I paid my masterpiece. Inside the Colosseum, dodging lines, wasting, wasting time. Oh, those mighty kings of the jungle, I can hardly stand to see them. Well, it shows. Rhapsody. When I pay
Thank you. 98.1 KZE, this is Covered in Debt. I'm Denise Perrant. Thanks for joining me. Hope you're having a great moment in time, finding the joy that moves you to good places to feel warm and fuzzy. I sure do love me some good old Grateful Dead. We heard three to kick off tonight's show. Three covers, all of them cover songs. When I Paint My Masterpiece, wow, this was from the Knickerbocker Arena in good old Albany, New York. I was at this show, 325.90. When I Paint My Masterpiece, a song written by Bob Dylan. Love hearing the band record that, but, you know, all the versions of the Dead doing it really do excite me. I got to be honest. It's just a nice thing. I love it. Big Railroad Blues after that, a song originally written in 1920 from Gustavus Cannon and his Cannon Jug Stompers. Wow, that was really a cool cover from St. Louis, Missouri, 12-10-71. The Grateful Dead were rocking it back then, December 10th, 1971. Really cool. And then we heard Promised Land. That was a song by Chuck Berry from 1964. The Dead made it their own. Englishtown, New Jersey, 9377 was where that show's from. Good times here playing Grateful Dead covers. Friends, we'll be back with some more music. This is 98.1 KZE.
Come back right now. I'm headed to for this guy. At this time, Bob Weir, Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead.
The Bible through and through. He went out to deep bellum. Now his preaching is through.
Whoa, sweet mama, your daddy's got them deep bellum blues.
Whoa, sweet mama, your daddy's got them deep bellum blues.
Once I had a girlfriend. She meant the world to me. She went down to deep bellum. Now she ain't what she used to be.
Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them deep bellum blues.
Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them deep bellum blues.
Got them deep. bellum blues.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead.
You know, this is a gripping tale of tragedy narrowly averted?
Narrowly averted.
Goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Once upon a time, there was an engineer. Drove a locomotive both far and near, accompanied by a monkey that would sit on a stool, watching everything the engineer would move. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat. He left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. Monkey pulled the throttle, the locomotive jumped the gun, and did 90 miles an hour down the main line run. Big locomotive right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left the engineer with a worried mind. Worried mind. Engineer called the dispatcher on the phone, tell him all about his locomotive was gone. Get on the wire, switch operator to right, cause the monkey's got the main line sewed up tight. Switch operator got the message in time, said there's a northbound limit on the same main line. Open up the switch, I'm going letter through the hole, cause the monkey's got the locomotive under control. Big locomotive right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left the engineer with a worried mind. Left the engineer with a worried mind. Left the engineer with a worried mind.
Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir. Thank you, men.
98.1 KZE. All right. Love that set. Kicked it off with Pain in My Heart. Pigpen singing from his soul in that one. That was from July 16th, 1966. Wow. 1966. Come on. Pain in My Heart, originally a song by Otis Redding. After that, we heard two from David Letterman. This was April 13th, 1982. Deep Ellum Blues, a song that dates back to 1923. First known recording was made by the Kofer Brothers. Wow. And their band was called the Georgia Crackers. And over all the years the Grateful Dead played Deep Ellum Blues, I always loved to see how they changed it. And, you know, they changed the feel of it. If it was an acoustic thing like we just heard, or if it was an electric thing with the band. And just so good to see the evolution of that song over all the years. After that, Monkey and the Engineer. Originally a song by Jesse Fuller, the one-man band. I'm all about that, by the way. And the Grateful Dead, been playing that a long time and really just had a good time with that. Tragedy narrowly averted. A tragedy narrowly averted. Friends, I'm so glad you're here with me. This is 98.1 KZE. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I just loved that. Wow, right on. I'll just tell you right off the bat, that was Here Comes Sunshine. That was a Jerry Garcia demo. Before the Dead went out and played and recorded and did all their things with Here Comes Sunshine, because that's a Grateful Dead song written by Robert Hunter and Jerry Garcia. And before they went out, the Dead went out and played that song, Jerry recorded this demo. He's playing all the instruments. He's clapping the hands. I thought that was an extra special version. And that was really nice. That was from the demo before the Wake of the Flood release. And, you know, the early 1973 period. Pretty cool. Before that, we heard Keep On Growing. This was from the Greek Theater, performed by the Grateful Dead, June 14th, 1985. And that's a song written by Bobby Whitlock and Eric Clapton, originally recorded by Derek and the Dominoes for the 1970 release, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. What a fantastic release that is. If you don't know about it, you might want to. Both of those songs were played in honor of my little nieces. You know, I've been talking about them for my whole year on the show. Well, they just turned 1 year. Yay to my nieces, Isabel and Nicolette. Happy birthday. Wow, so cool. Of course, another thing turning a year is Covered in Dead, and we're going to celebrate that at Heady Teddy's at 57 Main Street in New Paltz, New York, with the Deadbeats playing. That's right, my band, the Deadbeats, are playing on a Monday night, which we did for 12 years, by the way, in New Paltz at Cabalusa. Then we moved up to Oasis for a hot minute, and that was a pretty fun time there. But we're coming back to celebrate 1 year of Covered in Dead on June 29th. It's a Monday night. We're going to broadcast the show live, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune in thanks to Ulster Savings Bank being a proud sponsor of our web stream, WKZE.com, for all of the tuning in that you want. Anytime, any day, you can tune in, WKZE.com, and that's all thanks to Ulster Savings Bank. Thank you, Ulster Savings Bank. This is 98.1 KZE.
Sticking turf, dividing up meat. she's all alone. From those early pinstripe bars and rule of lies. Anyway, they fall, guess who gets to pay the price? Money green, full of gray. Selling guns, still a cookie day. So the kids, they dance, they shake their bones. Ashes all fall down.
their bones. Cause it's all too clear we're on our own. Seeing ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Picture of my dream fall just a dizzy possibilities. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Singing ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes, all fall down.
Ashes, ashes, all fall down. Ashes, ashes, all fall down.
98.1 KZE. Oh, I love the volley between the Grateful Dead and the crowd. When they played, this is a lot of where I learned it from, is just this back and forth relationship. So beautiful. That was Throwing Stones Into Not Fade Away, performed live by the Grateful Dead on New Year's Eve 1985 into 1986. Wow. That was performed at Oakland Coliseum, where they celebrated New Year's Eve on the regular. Wow, to be there. I missed those. I didn't make it for those. Throwing Stones Into Not Fade Away. Bob Weir and John Perry Barlow wrote Throwing Stones, an incredible original by the Grateful Dead. They took that right into Not Fade Away with that awesome volley back and forth with the crowd and the band at the end especially. And Not Fade Away, a song by Buddy Holly, a song covered by numerous artists, but the Grateful Dead sure did rock that out. This is 98.1 KZE. Thanks for being with me, friends.